The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 100.7 FM, KMLO. You can also listen to or watch this game online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Dustin Stortzum.
Welcome here to Selby on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. We've got some competitive girls basketball Class 2B regional playoff basketball going on today inside of the Selby Auditorium. Dustin Stortzum live with you this afternoon on the DRG Media Sports Network. Daniel Peterson back in the studio. He's going to try to make me sound good, but we'll see how that goes. About 15 minutes before the start of this one this afternoon, it is the two-seeded Harriet Selby area Lady Wolverines as they take on the four-seeded Miller Lady Rustlers. Again, Dustin Stortzum joined live here from the DRG Media Sports Network and the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. And we want to let you know that the broadcast of this playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the board of directors of the SDHSAA. And we get into your Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg pregame show. But before that, we want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors for their coverage of this game this afternoon. Again, the second round of the Class 2B regional tournament. Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, Campbell County Bank and Insurance of Harriet, Carr Chiropractic, Harriet Concrete, Von Wald Law Offices, Shorty's One Stop of Selby, Miller Rexel Drug, Harriet Livestock, Hayes Plumbing and Heating, Brandner Brothers Trucking, Camwall Electric, Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, and we also want to give a special shout-out to our video sponsors this afternoon, CHS River Plains, Cambies Pass, Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. We'll be thanking some more sponsors throughout this broadcast, but we want to thank everybody for their coverage of today's action and what should be a good game here inside of the Selby Auditorium. Again, number 2, Harriet Selby area, coming in with a record of 14-6, taking on the four-seeded Miller Lady Rustlers, who are 13-8 on the year. Both teams looking to advance in the 2B regional tournament, but only one winner here this afternoon. We will go to a three-minute break. When we come back, we will continue with your Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg pregame show on the DRG Media Sports Network.
The team at Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients too. Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
At Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge, we work hard together as a team to make sure all your needs are met when it comes to your residential commercial construction.
Whether it's a simple pail of rock or an entire basement, our staff will make sure you get what you need and back it up with the service that we've based our business on.
We want to take this time to wish the Mobridge Pollock athletes the best in the game and the season. Good luck from all of us at Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge.
Call 845-7213 today at Jensen Rock and Santa.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
Carr Chiropractic Clinic, PC, provides chiropractic care for the entire family. They believe your time is valuable, so they're available when you need them. They have Saturday and early evening hours. They accommodate same-day appointments, walk-ins, and they're there for you in emergency. Carr Chiropractic in Millard, making a difference by caring for people for over 60 years.
Welcome back here to Selby. We are live inside of the Selby Auditorium. Dustin Stortsom with you inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mowbridge broadcast booth. Daniel Peterson back in the KMLO DRG Media Sports Network studios as we are just about 10 minutes away from tip-off here in Selby between the Harriet Selby area Lady Wolverines. They are 14-6 on the season. They're the 2 seed in this tournament. I believe earlier I said Miller was the 4 seed. They are actually the 3 seed. So 3-seeded Miller coming into this game at 13-8 on the year as we continue with your pregame show sponsored by Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg. And we will take a look at both teams' schedules here and the teams that they've recently played coming into this matchup first. And for Miller, coming off a win against Falkton area, 56-20 in the opening round of this tournament. They had just played Falkton area on the 15th of February and beat them 46-43 to improve to 11-9 on the year. Well, after losing to Highmore Herald on the 17th of February, they come back and they have to play Falkton area in the first round of the 2B tournament in a game that a lot of people thought was going to be close after their last matchup against each other. Well, this one was not close. From the get-go, the Miller Rustlers went out to a big lead. They never looked back, and they win that matchup in the opening rounds of the 2B tournament, 56-20. Yes, after beating them only by 3 on the 15th of February, they come back in the opening round, and they beat Falkton 56-20, and so this team is feeling good coming into this matchup tonight, or this afternoon, I should say. I'm so used to calling night games this afternoon against Harriet Selby area. You know, taking a look at some of their past games before Falkton area, they had a win against McLaughlin 61-13 on the 14th of February. They lost to Todd County the game before that, 45-33. Lost to Crow Creek as well, 56-51. And before going on this hot streak to end the season, they were actually back and forth balancing that 500 record, but able to get that record up to 13-8 before this matchup today against Harriet Selby area. For the Wolverines, looking at their schedule right now, they've also been a little up and down since the first part of February with that loss on February 1st to Faith, 42-38. They also had a big loss to Jones County, which kind of surprised me. That was one of the games that we called in the Highmore Classic. They lost 54-25 in that one and just struggled to shoot the ball. They then had a win on the 12th of February, 42-31. They beat Potter County on the 15th of February, 63-35. So a big win for the Wolverines there on the 15th. On the 17th, they lost to Northwestern, 57-48, and then they played Potter County in the opening rounds of the 2B regional tournament, and they beat them 58-41. Jenica Behrens, she had a fantastic start. Kendall Sawinski also had a great game for the Wolverines in that one. David was on the call in that opening round matchup. Potter County obviously winning the playoff game. They were the 7 seed coming into this tournament. They had to play the 10 seed at Sunshine Bible Academy. I covered that game, and Potter County dominated from start to finish in that ball game. And then they moved on. They played Harriet Selby area, and the Wolverines dominating Potter County. And, you know, that was a Potter County team that was playing some good basketball as of late. And it's tough to score on this Lady Wolverines defense. And we will see if the Miller Rustlers can do that here today as these two teams meet up in the second round of the 2B regional tournament. It's the two-seeded Harriet Selby area Lady Wolverines taking on the three-seeded Miller Rustlers coming in at 13-8 on the year. I want to take a look at Harriet Selby area a little bit here. Know quite a bit about this program and how this team plays basketball. This will be my first time seeing Miller on the season, and unfortunately I do not have any updated stats for you before we begin things. But for Harriet Selby area, you're going to see the lineup of Jenica Behrens. The point guard, Caitlin Anderson, is going to control the basketball quite a bit on top of the key. Kendall Sawinski is going to be one of your leading scorers for this squad. She has been really good this season. Number 10 out there on the floor has been scoring the basketball at will for this team, and they definitely go to her when they need a basket. Bella Brander as well, a great defender, is going to force you to make some tough throws, especially with that full court defense. She's a fantastic defender. And then Jada Rosso down low. Jada has had a lot of success this season for the Lady Wolverines down low, and we'll see if they decide to go to the low block tonight against the Miller Rustlers. You know, I think a big thing for Harriet Selby area is if they can have success in that full court pressure defense. And they have forced so many turnovers this year when I've been on call for games. And that's where a lot of the points come from, is off of turnovers. They capitalize off of their opponent's mistakes. And it'll be interesting to see how Miller handles this full court pressure this afternoon against Harriet Selby area. Like I said before, Bella Brander, Kendall Sawinski, two great defenders that are going to put a lot of pressure on you. In the backcourt, Caitlin Anderson also going to help out. And, you know, their post defense is really good as well. Jada Rosso is a player that I think is an underrated defender on the low block, and she forces block shots. She does all the things that you need your center to do, and that is why Harriet Selby area has been so successful. And when they struggle, it's because they're not forcing turnovers, and they're not a great shooting team to begin with. I mean, this team, they pride themselves on their defense, and when the defense is not forcing turnovers and they're not rebounding the ball, this team can struggle at times because, like I said, they're not a great shooting team. I've talked to Coach Steve Sawinski, head coach of Harriet Selby area, a couple of times, and you know, he's brought that up. He says, we really pride ourselves on our defense and forcing turnovers and creating baskets because of that, especially in transition. So we'll see if Harriet Selby area can have any success in the full court pressure and force those turnovers that they're so desperately going to need today. I think some of the CHS River points to success, as we just talked about Harriet Selby, for Miller is, you know, breaking that full court pressure, finding that wide open person down the court, and getting a wide open look from that low block. Because if you can break this pressure from Harriet Selby area, you usually have a wide open player inside of the paint that you can look to early in the shot clock. We'll see if Miller can get that done. Also, you know, for Miller, it's not turning the ball over for them this afternoon. I think that they need to do a good job of handling this pressure that Harriet Selby area is going to bring. And I think if they can do that, they have a great shot to move on in this tournament. Again, this is the second round of the Region 2B Girls Basketball Tournament. Pretty much win or go home at this point. The winner of this will go to the South Dakota 16 qualifier. And still a little ways to go here before the trip to the state tournament. Two really good teams battling it out here today in Selby. It's the two-seeded Harriet Selby area Lady Wolverines taking on the three-seeded Miller Lady Rustlers. We will go to a break. When we come back, we will have your Campbell County Collision starting lineup and then tip-off right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Have you been out poaching with a very large, expensive weapon? Have the deer, pheasants, coons, and coyotes taken revenge on your vehicle?
What's that?
Campbell County Collision Center in Harriet can help you through this stressful process of auto body repair and bring your vehicle back to pre-accident condition. They provide you and your insurance company with clear, concise electronic estimates, simplifying the operation from the start. Call Campbell County Collision Center. They're here to make it as painless as possible.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
The best seat in the house is where you are right now for this game. In the stands, where you can feel the intense competition every play. In the car, between here and there, listening to all the action or watching it on DRTNews.com. Get comfy because it isn't over yet. Von Wall Law Office proudly sponsors this broadcast and proudly supports the Wolverines. Good luck from John and Lisa Von Wall and Patty Giese, Secretary of Von Wall Law Office, LLC in Selby.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverine, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Miller Rexall Drug is a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacists Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance is accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall, Hallmark cards, wine department, great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Harriet Livestock is the home of the Friday Sale. Active sales every Friday with numerous special sales held throughout the year. For upcoming sales and more information about Harriet Livestock, visit HarrietLivestock.com. For livestock appraisal, just call 605-437-2265. Like and follow Harriet Livestock on Facebook for up-to-the-minute market reports and news. Good luck, Wolverine students and athletes, from everyone at Harriet Livestock Market.
If you want experience, you want Hayes. Hayes Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Aberdeen, Roscoe, and Selby wish the Harriet Selby area Wolverines success in your strategy and hope you can capitalize on all your efforts for the win. You've made us and the whole community proud. Good luck, Wolverines, from Hayes Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Aberdeen, Roscoe, and Selby. Applications are always in review, so start your career with Hayes today.
The Harriet Selby area Wolverines have worked hard this season, and all of their efforts have not gone unnoticed. The guys at Bradner Brothers Trucking congratulate you on the great season you've had. You take the word teamwork to a whole new level, and they are proud of you. May you play your best in the tournament from the tip to the final buzzer, as they know you can do it. Good luck in the tournament and whatever you do from the guys at Bradner Brothers Trucking in Harriet.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with four senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Did you know Camwall Electric in Selby provides more than electricity? They also offer a full-service wiring crew, Marathon water heaters, and now you can manage your entire electric account 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by computer, tablet, or smartphone with the Smart Hub app. Easily check your electric usage, make payments, communicate directly with Camwall, and always look forward to new features on the horizon. Just download the Smart Hub app today. Camwall Electric, your Touchstone energy partner.
At Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinic, your health is our number one priority. Hi, this is Darcy Dykehouse, Executive Assistant. And if you need medical care, then trust our team. Physician Assistants Heather Olson and Clint Perman, and Nurse Practitioners Candida Gehring, Jesse Norder, Karen Freiling, Todd Selfrank, and Annette Hollenbeck. And don't forget about Dori Voidy, our Nurse Practitioner and Certified Nurse Midwife. Good luck from our team to yours from Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinic.
Welcome back here to Selby. I apologize for that. And we are back inside of the Selby Auditorium as we take a look at your Campbell County Collision starting lineup before tip-off. The starters for the Miller Rustlers, Tyra Gates, Jaden Wirtle, Morgan Colda, Allie Milani, and Abigail Blake on the floor here for the Lady Rustlers. For Harriet Selby area, it is Jenica Behrens, Caitlin Anderson, Kendall Sawinski, Bella Brandner, and Jada Rosso as the tip is won by the Lady Rustlers, and they will begin things with the basketball here in quarter number one. You can watch the live stream of today's game on the DRG News app. Again, Dustin Stortson live inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. 7:39 to play in this opening quarter as things are just getting going. Wirtle has it to the left side. Now back to the top of the key as the Rustlers swing this one around. Five on the shot clock in the tough put up there from the charity stripe is no good by Tyra Gates. Harriet Selby with the basketball. Their first possession of the ball game. Behrens has it. Getting it down low. Sawinski double teamed and that pass is stolen away. Wirtle coming down with the steal. And now the Rustlers with their second possession. 7 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Blake has it down low, back outside, and Brandner coming down with the steal. She'll pass it off to Kendall Sawinski, who brings this one up across the timeline. Now kicking it to the corner. Behrens a three-pointer right between the eyes from downtown. Jenica Behrens for three. And the Wolverines on the board first. Miller able to break the press. Top of the key with the basketball right now is Colda. Colda to the left side. Gates has it as Gates swings it down low to Milani. And the jump ball called. Possession arrow going to the Wolverines. So a good start for Harriet Selby area. Coming down with a turnover and now a jump ball. Behrens has it. She'll walk this one up across the half court line. 6:25 to go in the opening quarter. Brandner. On the right wing, jab steps, now hands it off. Sawinski has it, looking for the screen from Brander. She'll now take the screen and driving down the baseline, being double teamed. Coming in to help defensively was Abigail Blake, and the shot's no good. Miller coming the other way. 2 minutes already have surpassed here in the opening quarter. 3-0, Harriet Selby area with the lead. Nice defense by Behrens. A bounce pass to the corner. Three-pointers up no good off the back of the rim. And Brandner coming down with the rebound for the Wolverines. Trying to hand it off to Sawinski. And it went off her fingertips. She was able to get it back. And now the Wolverines will bring this across the timeline and set things up. Anderson down low to Rosso. Rosso back outside. Behrens a three-pointer. And that's up and no good. Off the back of the rim. And the rebound going to the Rustlers. Tyra Gates, excuse me, bringing it up across the timeline. Handing it off. Wirtle now has it dribbling with her left hand to the left wing. Handing it off now to Colda, who dribbles to the top of the key, and she'll set things up again for the Rustlers. 5:15 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Wirtle trying to find a wide-open number 42, Abigail Blake, down low. Blake throws it back out to the mid-range jumper for Jaden Wirtle, and she puts it home for two. Miller on the board. They still trail 3-2, under 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Behrens to the left wing, Anderson has it, handing it off to Sawinski, who drives down the baseline. Now back to the high post, Rosso's shot is up and no good. Behrens coming down with an offensive rebound, a three-pointer for Bella Brander, she gets it to fall. Nice job by Behrens to go over there and deflect the ball out of the hands of a Lady Rustler, and she gets it back outside. Brander hits the three. And here's a steal. Caitlin Anderson coming down with a steal. Behrens on the left wing, driving to the baseline. Now back outside, Anderson swinging it to the right side. Brander, pump fake. She'll drive down the middle of the lane. Floater is up and good. Bella Brander on a 5-0 run herself. It's 8-2 Harriet Selby to begin things as a foul's called. Off the inbound pass, Gates was dribbling up the far sideline as she gets fouled. We'll see who it's on here. Substitutes coming into the game for Harriet Selby area. .406 to go in the opening quarter. Sophia Rittler into the ball game. And here's a steal. A quick steal by Sawinski. Maya Ebel also checking in for the Wolverines. They have the possession of the basketball. Barron's on the drive, getting double-teamed, and her shot's blocked. Blake coming down with a block for the Rustlers. And here they go the other way now. Kolda has it. Nice crossover on top of the key. And a steal. Bella Brandner coming down with the basketball. She has 5 points already. Ritter getting down the middle of the lane to Bella Brandner, whose floater will not fall. Barron's with 3 points, Brandner with five for the Wolverines. Here's Miller the other direction, and driving down the middle of the lane is number 10, Gates. Her shot will not fall. An offensive rebound going into the hands of the Rustlers, and a now foul called on number 22, Bella Brandner. That's her first personal, second team. Jenica Barron's will head to the bench. Here's the Rustlers with the basketball. Blake to the right side. Kolda pulling up from the elbow, and her shot will not fall. It's out of bounds, and the Wolverines will take over. Caitlin Anderson checking back in. Sophia Rittler will go to the bench. On the floor for the Wolverines, Kendall Sawinski. Stephanie Albee is also out on the floor, along with Maya Ebel, Caitlin Anderson, and Bella Brandner. Sawinski top of the key, 2:45 to go in the opening quarter. Allowing this clock to run a little bit. Here's Sawinski off the screen from Ebel. She'll drive down the baseline, and a foul's called. Kendall Sawinski to the free throw line here for two shots. And the first free throw is good. Second free throw coming up for Kendall Sawinski. First personal foul on Abigail Blake as the second free throw is good. So 2 for 2 on the free throws. And the Rustlers to inbound. Wirtle has it right now to the right side. Gates now back to the middle of the court. Kolda has it. Back to Gates. Gates dribbling with the left hand to the charity stripe. Looking around now, throws up a wide open mid-range jumper. It's no good though. Coming down with a rebound is Stephanie Albee. Here's Barron's down the court to Brandner for the Wolverines. They'll kick it back outside. Barron's looking around. She kicks to the high post. Caitlin Anderson lost control of the basketball in a turnover. I thought that was going to be a travel call, but referee's not signaling anything. Gates looking to go coast to coast for the Miller Rustlers, and no foul called as a nice block shot by Jada Rosso. Now Barron's for the Wolverines. Brandner has control of the basketball and a timeout called by Steve Sawinski. 10-2 with 1:49 to go in the opening quarter. We've got a good one here at the Selby Auditorium. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Do you need a special gift for someone, a company giveaway, or maybe you just want something personalized? At River's Edge Laser Engraving, we can help you out. Whether it's leather, wood, metal, glass, slate, or something else, we can engrave one to hundreds of items just for you. Hi, this is Jenica inviting you to check out our Facebook page, River's Edge Laser Engraving, and see just a small portion of what we can do, or give us a call and we will be happy to let you know what we can do for you. At River's Edge Laser Engraving of Glenham.
All right, welcome back here to Selby. It's 10-2. The Lady Wolverines on top of the Miller Rustlers. Sawinski handing it off to Anderson. Dribbling with the left hand, closely guarded by Gates. And that pass is stolen away, but stepping out of bounds was Jaden Wirtle. Jaden almost intercepted that pass, but she stepped on the line. Here's Barron's in the corner. Barron's looking for the screen from Rosso. Now the pick and roll happening as Rosso feeds it outside to Sawinski. Sawinski driving back outside. Barron's a three-pointer. It's no good off the back of the rim. And coming down with the rebound is Morgan Kolda. Kolda fouled by Jenica Barron's. And an unnecessary foul there by the Wolverines junior point guard. She'll pick up her first personal foul, second team. Inbounds pass here for Wirtle. She gets it in. Schlechter checking in for the first time, and a jump ball called. Possession arrow to Miller, so they will keep possession of the basketball with 1:19 remaining in this opening quarter. Gates dribbling with the right hand to the top of the key, and a foul called. Tyra Gates going to the free throw line for two shots. 1:12 remaining in this opening quarter. Bella Brandner. Checking back in here for the Wolverines as the first free throw is good. Brandner and Ebel coming in. Rosso will head to the bench. First free throw was good by Gates. That's her first point of the game. And the second free throw is good as well. 2 for 2 on the free throws. Looks like Trisha Lammers is going to check in for the first time for Miller. Caitlin Anderson will inbound this one to Sawinski. 1:09 remaining in the opening quarter. Here's Kendall Sawinski bringing it across the half court line. She'll drive right down the middle of the lane with the right hand. It's up and good. Quickly up the court is Miller the other way, and they'll answer for two of their own. Morgan Kolda on the board with her first 2 points. Sawinski to the left side. Barron's has it for the Wolverines. 44 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Anderson back to Barron's. Barron's looking around. That will now dribble with the right hand as she crosses over number 34 for Kolda, and a foul is called as Barron's heads to the floor. First personal foul for Morgan. Second team foul for Miller. Anderson with the rebound or with the inbounds pass. Nice bounce pass down low. Sawinski outside. Brandner now thought about a three on the right wing. She'll feed it down low. Ebel has it. Throwing up a tough shot, and Maya Ebel for two. Ebel on the board with her first 2 points. Here's the Miller Rustlers the other way, and Kolda cannot finish at the rim on the low block. Sawinski has it with 8 seconds, throws it up court. Ebel has it, lost control of the basketball. She goes to the floor, back outside to number 12, Wirtle, who steals it. 1 second to go in the quarter, and time will run out in quarter number one. 14-6, Harriet Selby area with the lead over the Miller Rustlers. We'll take a 30-second timeout break when we come back. The start of the second quarter on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Wessington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
Welcome back here to the Selby Auditorium. 1 quarter in the books as we're just getting back from your Integra timeout break. And 14-6, Harriet Selby area leading the Miller Rustlers. It's the two-seeded Wolverines versus the three-seeded Rustlers. Both teams are back out on the floor to begin this second quarter of play. 5 points for Bella Brandner in that opening quarter. For the Wolverines, she had a three-pointer and then that mid-range jumper. Kendall Sawinski with 4 points. Jenica Barron's with 3. And Maya Ebel with 2. For the Rustlers, it was Gates with 2, Wirtle with 2, and Kolda with 2 as well. 14-6 is our score as we begin quarter number 2. Here's Sawinski to the high post. Rosso, a wide-open jumper, and it rattles in and out. Coming down with the rebound is number 34, Morgan Kolda. Kolda dribbles it herself up across the timeline, hands it off to Gates. Inside the circle right now, dribbling to the left side. Now Kolda has it. She'll dribble to the right elbow. Now driving down the middle of the lane. Shot is up, no good. Offensive rebound going into the hands of number 12, Jaden Wertle, and she's fouled. Bella Brandner picking up her second personal. So Brandner in a little foul trouble in this opening half, as the first free throw is no good. Second free throw coming up for Jaden. And her free throw is no good. So 0 for 2 on the free throws. Rossa will come down with the board for the Wolverines. And she'll pass it to the right side. Sawinski gets it across the timeline. Now swinging it to the left wing. Back to the top of the key. Barons has it to Brander on the left side. Brander with a pump fake. Now handing it off to Sawinski, who was being double-teamed momentarily. She'll get it outside to Barons. Barons down low. Rosso back outside to the corner. Brander back to Rosso. She'll take a dribble with the left hand. Throws it up with the right one. And her shot will not fall. Wertle with the rebound. 6:56 to go in this first half. It is 14-6. Harriet Selby area. Brander coming down with the steal. She'll put it in for two. Bella Brander with 7 first half points for the Wolverines. She's outscoring Miller right now by herself. Shot is up, no good the other way for the Rustlers. Sawinski coming down with the bounce. She'll throw it up towards to Bella Brander, and that's stolen away. And missing the layup was Jaden Wertle. The Wolverines were able to come down with the rebound after the steal. Sawinski looking to go coast to coast. Bounce pass down low. Rosso's shot won't fall. Sawinski with the offensive rebound. Outside Caitlin Anderson, a three. That's no good as well, and a foul call. Number 44, Jada Rosso, will get called for the foul. That is a 15 foul in the second personal on Jada Rosso. So two starters with two fouls for the Wolverines. They have a 10-point lead right now, but a couple starters in foul trouble in this opening half. There's Wertle getting it up court and stolen away by Brandner as it goes out of bounds. What a play by Bella Brandner as the crowd goes wild here inside of the Selby Auditorium. Timeout on the floor for the Miller Rustlers. 16-6. Harriet Selby area with the lead. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout. We'll be right back on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Being an athlete doesn't mean you're good at a certain sport. It means that you have dedication, drive, and desire to be your very best. At Harriet Sporting Center, they admire those qualities in the Harriet Selby area athletes and strive to serve their customers with the same qualities. If you're in the market for a new or used ATV, side-by-side, or snowmobile, give John a call at 605-437-2782 or check them out on the web at harrietsportingcenter.com. Good luck, athletes, in the game from everyone at Harriet Sporting Center.
Welcome back here to the Selby Auditorium. 6:06 to go in this opening half. It's the two-seeded Harriet Selby area Lady Wolverines with the lead over the Miller Rustlers, 16-6. Miller has just struggled to find the bottom of the nylon to begin things this afternoon, and they trail by 10 early in this second quarter. Harriet Selby area with control of the basketball. Caitlin Anderson to the right side. Barons has it. Barons looking around. Sawinski gets an off-ball screen as Ebel now top of the key. She'll pull up with a mid-range jumper and missed all of it as it goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Wolverines. So Ebel got the look she wanted, just didn't have enough oomph on it there. Under 6 minutes to play in the first half. Full court pressure still coming from Harriet Selby area. Wertle has it to the right side. Gates back to Wertle, now to the left side. Kolda has it. Kolda's the high post. Milani back outside, a three-pointer, and that's good right between the eyes from downtown. Morgan Kolda gets it to fall at 16-9. Pressure coming from the Lady Rustlers. Sawinski bounce pass to Anderson. Anderson to the right side. Barons has it. Barons to the baseline. Ebel looking. She'll dribble now to the low block. Shot is up and no good as it goes out of bounds. Possession staying with the Lady Wolverines. Caitlin Anderson to inbound. Anderson, bounce pass, Sawinski, shot blocked for the foul called. Abigail Blake getting called for the foul. That is her second personal. And the first free throw is good for Sawinski. Blake will head to the bench. Second free throw coming up, and Sawinski goes 2 for 2 from the line. 6 points for Kendall Sawinski in this opening half. Full court pressure again from the Wolverines. And Miller turns the ball over. Here's Caitlin Anderson and a 3-on-2. Anderson down low, Sawinski with the left hand, and she'll put it in for two. Make that 8 points for Kendall Sawinski. 4:50 to go in this opening half. 20-9, Harriet Selby area. Gates the other way for the Rustlers. Driving to the low block. Nice pass to Kolda. She puts it in for two. Kolda with 7 points. And the referee will stop the clock momentarily as the shot clock never started. .434 to go in this opening half. Barons to Caitlin Anderson. Anderson dribbling it up across the timeline, and she nearly got pickpocketed there as the pass is knocked out of bounds. The Miller sideline going nuts right now, trying to will their team back into this one. They trail by just 9. They're 20-11 with 4:20 to go in the first half. Barron's walking in across the half-court line after the inbounds pass. She'll cross over, driving into the low block, and puts it up for two. Jenica Barron's with 5 points. 22-11, Harriet Selby area. Gates will get this one across the half-court line. Nearly got stripped away by Sawinski, but she's able to get it back. Gates now to the left side. Kolda has it, getting a screen. Now stuck in the corner, and a turnover. Ebel coming up with a steal. Another turnover for Miller. 3:50 to play in this opening half. And an offensive foul, Maya Ebel. Drawing the offensive foul against Allie Milani. That is her first personal foul, 16, so one more foul, and Miller will be in the bonus for the rest of this first half. 3:40 to go. Kolda has it. Dribbling to the top of the key, guarded by Barron's. Barron's giving her a little bit of room on that three-point line as Kolda will drive, throwing up a tough contested shot, and she missed all of it. Rebound goes to Ebel. Ebel swing it to the near sideline. Barron's dribbling it up across the half-court line, now backs up on the free throw line, pulls up and missed all of it as it goes out of bounds, and Miller will have possession of the basketball. Not a typical miss there from Jenica Barron's. Kolda, bounce pass. Wirtle has it to the right side. Schlechter back to Kolda, and she'll walk it across the timeline. 3 minutes to go in the first half. 22-11, Harriet Selby area with the lead. Gates dribbling on top of the key. Out of the left side, Schlechter has it. Getting it down low to a wide open Gates, who puts it in for two. Tyra Gates with 4 points in the first half. Lead cut down to 9 again. Harriet Selby area, 22. Miller, 13. Brandner, the top of the key. Barron's has it. And another offensive foul. An illegal screen by Bella Brandner. That is her third personal foul in the first half. She will have to head to the bench. Substitutes coming in. Brandner with 3 personal fouls. And it won't be the last time we see her here in the first half. Caitlin Anderson also going to the bench as the referee stops play momentarily. Only 2 starters on the floor right now for Harriet Selby area. Schlechter dribbling in the cross to the right wing, being double teamed. Now back outside. Three-pointer on the way. It's good. Jaden Wertle from downtown. She's got 5 points. 22-16 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Ritter to the right side. Behrens has it. Now to the left wing. With the basketballs, Ritter. Ritter to Sawinski. Dribbling between the legs, now backing in as she hands it off to Behrens. Behrens with 10 on the shot clock. In the corner, she gets to the high post. Ritter, a wide open look, and Ritter puts it home for two. Ritter's first 2 points, and a travel called. The Wolverines force a turnover with 1:40 to play in the opening half. 24-16 Wolverines. Ritter to inbound. She gets it in to Sawinski. Sawinski dribbling with the left hand, throws it to the left side. Ritter now has it. To the top of the key. Behrens looking, pump fakes. Now feeds it to the left wing again. Ritter back to the top of the key. Von Wald has it. To Sawinski. Now to the corner. Behrens pulling up a mid-range jumper. Falls for two. Jenica Behrens with 7 points. The lead back out to 10 for Harriet Selby area. Here's Kolda. Kolda dribbling to the charity stripe, kicking it outside. Nearly turned the ball over. Bounce passing to the corner. Here's a three-pointer. Right between the eyes from downtown. Jaden Wertle hits from deep. That's her second three-pointer. 8 points for Jaden Wertle. The lead cut down to 7. Sawinski to the left side. Von Wald has it to Behrens. Behrens dribbling with the left hand, was nearly pickpocketed there. Ritter down at the top of the key. Sawinski has it to Von Wald in the corner. Back outside, Behrens. 13 on the shot clock. As Behrens hands it off to Ritter, and Ritter turns it over. She could not handle the pass there from Jenica Behrens. In and out of her hands, a turnover, and the substitution coming into the ballgame. Stephanie Albee in for Jenica Behrens. So now you have 4 subs into the game for Harriet Selby area with 20 seconds to go in this first half. Here's Gates. Guarded by Ritter. 12 seconds to go in this first half. And nearly went over and back there. Down to 5. Here's Gates. Gates. Shot is blocked into the hands of Sawinski. Sawinski with 1 second throws it up at the buzzer. It is no good. Off the backboard and the front of the rim after one half of play. 26-19. Harriet Selby area with the lead over the Miller Rustlers. We will head to a 3-minute timeout break. When we come back, we will have your Fresh Start Market halftime show on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
This is Casey Perman from Obridge Livestock, a proud sponsor of this game. We appreciate all of our customers we're able to do business with throughout the year. We are proud to be able to sell some of the best cattle in the United States and are gracious to the cattlemen that raise them. We have regular sales every Thursday and special sales in season. For information, go to MobridgeLivestock.com. Call 1-800-658-3598. Good luck in tonight's game from the crew at Mobridge Livestock.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
And now, words of advice from a South Dakota whitetail deer.
Hello, great and strong humans. If I may, a word of advice about crossing a highway. Oh, look, bright lights.
Whoa, look at the damage I just did. I hope that guy goes to Advanced Collision and Repair in Miller. Yep, only Advanced Collision and Miller can fix that.
Oh, look, now I'm a deer angel. This is fun.
1022 East 3rd Street. Call 893-0190.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverine.
Dustin Sortsum live with you here inside of the Selby Auditorium as we are at halftime in the girls' game. It's the two-seeded Harriet Selby Area Wolverines with the lead over the Miller Rustlers. Again, 26-19 is that score, as we've got about 7 minutes to go before the start of this third quarter. Let's run down the scoring for both teams in that first half. We'll start with Harriet Selby Area, who's leading 26-19. Jenica Behrens has one foul. She has 7 points coming from a three-pointer and then two shots from the field. Kendall Sawinski had a good first half. She has 8 points, including 4 from the free throw line and then 2 mid-range jumpers to give her 8. Bella Brandner with 7 points, to begin things. She hit a three-pointer and then 2 shots from the field. Maya Evil has 2, and Ritter has 2 points for Harriet Selby Area. On the side of the Miller Rustlers, as we are in your Fresh Start Market halftime show, 4 points for Tyra Gates in the opening half. She had 1 from the field and 2 from the charity stripe. Jaden Wirtle had 8 points, including 2 3-pointers and then 1 shot from the field. And then Morgan Kolda had 7 points, 1 3-pointer and 2 shots from the field. That gives them 19. They trail Harriet Selby Area 26-19 as we take a look at that CHS River Plains keys to success for this second half. And I think the big thing for Harriet Selby Area, I talked about in the pregame show, this is a team that's going to force some turnovers. They were able to do that in the opening half, and they were able to capitalize, and that's why they have this lead. They led by more than 10 points at one point in the first half, and they lead by just 7 here at the break. For Harriet Selby Area in the second half, they need to continue what they're doing defensively, forcing those turnovers, creating more opportunities on the offensive end to put up some more points, and we'll see if they can continue to do things. But the one problem for them in the opening half was Bella Brandner, who now has 3 fouls. She was off to a hot start in this game from the floor, and after picking up 3 fouls, she had to go to the bench with about 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go. And so she's going to have to play some more lenient defense here in the second half if she wants to play some big minutes for this team, because if you hit 4 fouls in the third quarter, you're going to head to the bench until quarter number 4, probably midway through quarter number 4. So, Steve Sawinski in a tough spot here. He obviously has some really good bench players in Maya Ebel. Ritter's a great bench player. Stephanie Albee has come off the bench. Sophia Von Wald as well. So, this team is deep. Maybe not necessarily with scorers, but players that can play solid defense. So, I don't think they lose too much defensively. I think it's more on the offensive side of the ball, where Bella Brander had 7 quick points in that first quarter and then was forced to go to the bench in quarter number 2. So that's going to be a problem for them. Jada Rosso also has 2 fouls. The starting center for Harriet Selby area, so we'll see if she's able to stay out of foul trouble in the second half. I think you're all right with just two fouls at the break, but you don't want to pick up number three quickly in that third quarter. Other than that, nobody really in foul trouble for Harriet Selby area. For the Miller Rustlers, their CHS River Plains keys to success, I think for them, let the scoring center around Colda. She's been doing a really good job getting open beyond the three-point line. She's facilitating this offense and finding the wide-open Rustler when there is one on each of their possessions. I think the offense needs to go through her in the second half if they want a chance to upset the two-seeded Harriet Selby area Wolverines. I think this one is going to go right down to the finish this afternoon. We'll go to another three-minute break when we come back. The start of the third quarter right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
Carr Chiropractic Clinic PC provides chiropractic care for the entire family. They believe your time is valuable, so they're available when you need them. They have Saturday and early evening hours. They accommodate same-day appointments, walk-ins, and they're there for you in an emergency. Carr Chiropractic in Miller, making a difference by caring for people for over 60 years.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
The best seat in the house is where you are right now for this game. In the stands, where you can feel the intense competition every play. In the car, between here and there, listening to all the action or watching it on DRGNews.com. Get comfy because it isn't over yet. Von Wall Law Office proudly sponsors this broadcast and proudly supports the Wolverines. Good luck from John and Lisa Von Wall and Patty Giese, Secretary of Von Wall Law Office, LLC in Selby.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
We are in for an entertaining second half here. Both teams back on the floor, and we are ready for our second half of action. Inside of the Selby Auditorium, Dustin Stortzum with you, 26-19. Harriet Selby area with the lead over Miller. Miller will have possession of the basketball to start the second half, as they will inbound it here to Gates, and we'll begin things in quarter number three. Gates to the right side. Colda has it. Back to the top of the key. Gates on the drive and a foul call. Caitlin Anderson will pick up the personal foul to begin quarter number three. That is her first personal foul. Two free throws for Tyra Gates as the first one is good. Lead cut down to just six. Second free throw coming up. And this one is good as well. 2 for 2 on the free throws. The lead is cut down to just 5. Sawinski to Anderson. Anderson to the left side. Barons has it. 7:35 to go in the opening third quarter. Sawinski has it, getting a screen from Brandner. Now driving to the low block. Throws up a tough shot and it falls for 2. Kendall Sawinski with 10 points. Here's Gates. Dribbling to the half court line and a foul called on Caitlin Anderson. So now Anderson with 2 personal fouls. Anderson has 2. Barons has 2. And that shot falls. Gates gets the shot to fall. She's got 4 points to begin this second half. Sawinski to the left side. Barons has it, driving to the low block for the Wolverines. Getting it back outside. Anderson now to the high post. Jada Rosso looking to the right side. Anderson has it now. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. 28-23, Harriet Selby area. Brandner to the top of the key. Barons has it. Barons getting it to the high post. Sawinski to Anderson. A 3-pointer. That's no good. Off the front of the rim. And the rebound goes to number 40, Allie Milani. Gates. Dribbling to the right side. Gets to the corner. Milani has it. And she'll pull up. A mid-range jumper. Missed all of it. And it's tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Miller. Wirtle went in there to try to save that basketball, was not able to do so. And it's Barons on the far sideline, dribbling it across the half court line. Gates picking her up, and that pass deflected out of bounds. Milani coming in to tip it for Miller. Harriet Selby area in control, 28-23. They also have the basketball. 22 on the shot clock. Barons to Brandner. Getting it down low. Rosso back outside to Anderson. Anderson to Brandner. Back over to the right side. Barons back to Brandner. Brandner getting it tipped away. Caitlin Anderson coming down with the basketball. 5 on the shot clock. Here's Anderson. Down low. Rosso putting it up and it won't fall as the shot clock expires. 5:30 to play in quarter number 3. Just a 5-point game. 28-23. On the drive right now is Gates and a foul called. Let's see who it's on. If that's on Caitlin Anderson, that's her 3rd. Yep, it is. Caitlin Anderson with 3 personal fouls, all in this third quarter, in a matter of 2 minutes and 30 seconds. As the first free throw is good. One more free throw coming up. And it is no good. 1 for 2 on the free throws. Rosso coming down with the rebound for the Wolverines. And Sawinski will dribble this one across the timeline. 28-24, Harriet Selby area with the lead. Here's Barron's, a 3-pointer. That's no good. Missed all of it. Offensive rebound. Jada Rosso puts it in for 2. Rosso on the board for the first time. Now Miller looking to respond. Under 5 to play in quarter number 3. On the drive is Wirtle. Her shot is up, no good off the backboard. Rosso coming down with the rebound. The Wolverines coming in transition. Sawinski looking to go coast to coast. She's fouled as she hits the floor hard. And 2 shots are coming up for Kendall Sawinski. That foul is going to go on number 10, Tyra Gaines. That's her first personal, first team foul. 2 big free throws coming up in this third quarter, and the first one's good by Sawinski. Milani will head to the bench. Schlechter checking in, Aaliyah Schlechter. Second free throw is up and no good. Jenica Barron's coming down with the offensive rebound for the Wolverines. Brander. to the top of the key. Behrens looking, trying to find Sawinski down low. It's tipped to Ebel. Ebel puts up a shot but missed all of it. Off the top of the backboard and no good. So the turnover amounts to nothing as referee not calling the carry there. On number 34, Colda, the ball went over her head, but the referee not signaling the carry. Here's Gates with the basketball. Guarded by Ritter. Getting it to the left side. Wirtle has it. Guarded by Sawinski. Back to the top of the key. Colda has it. Dribbling with the right hand. Pulling up for three. A wide open look. It's right between the eyes from downtown. Morgan Colda from deep. Her second three-pointer. She's got 10 on the afternoon. And the lead cut down to just four. Here's Behrens on the drive. She's fouled and will go to the line. And actually the referee going to signal it's on the floor. So she will not head to the free throw line as Jada Rosso checking back in. Foul goes on number 30, Aaliyah Schlechter. Her first personal, second team. Maya Ebel to inbound. She gets it into Sawinski and it's stolen away. They can trim this lead to 1 point with a three-pointer. It's 31-27, Harriet Selby area. Colda, step-back three-pointer, a heat check. It's no good. Off the back of the rim, offensive rebound going to Schlechter and a jump ball call. Bella Brandner thought for a second she might have picked up her fourth foul, but a jump ball is called. Possession arrow to the Wolverines. 3:30 to play in quarter number three. Here's Behrens driving to the free throw line. Nice feed down low to Jada Rosso. Rosso puts it home. Count the basket and the foul. Jada Rosso will go to the line for one more. She's got 4 points in this third quarter. Stephanie Albee looking to check in. She comes in for Bella Brandner. Brandner will head to the bench with three fouls. The second personal foul called on Morgan Colda. She's got two personal fouls. The and one free throw is no good, but the lead back out to six for Harriet Selby area. And a travel call. Kendall Sawinski forcing the travel on Aaliyah Schlechter. And a timeout called on the floor. 3:16 to go in quarter number three. It's Harriet Selby area 33. The Miller Rustlers 27. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout. We'll be right back on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Miller Rexall Drug is a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacists Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance is accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall, Hallmark cards, wine department, great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back here to the Selby Auditorium. 33-27, the two-seeded Harriet Selby area Wolverines leading the three-seeded Miller Rustlers in girls basketball 2B playoff action. Stephanie Albee will throw this one into the backcourt to Kendall Sawinski, who now dribbles it across the half-court line, getting a screen on top of the key by Rosso. She'll drive to the right low block. Back outside, Albee, a three-pointer. Missed all of it, but an offensive rebound going to Behrens as she hits the floor hard. And that's going to be a shooting foul. Jenica Behrens to the line for two. The third personal foul on Abigail Blake. And the first free throw is good. Second free throw coming up, looking to make it an 8-point game with 3:04 to play in the third quarter. Harriet Selby area with the lead, and the second free throw is good. 35-27. Now Harriet Selby area leading. Full court pressure again and quickly broken by Miller. They're on a 3-on-1 down on the other end and a foul called. Stephanie Albee was able to get back down the other end of the floor and draw the foul, so at least Miller's going to have to earn it here from the charity stripe. And the first free throw rattles home. Trisha Lammers with her first point. Second free throw coming up. And that one's no good. Off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound going to the Rustlers. Outside, a three-pointer. That's up and good. Right between the eyes from downtown. Aaliyah Schlechter on the board for the first time. All of a sudden, that lead is cut back down to four. Behrens getting it down low. Rosso outside. Evil, a three-pointer. Looking to answer back. It's no good. An offensive rebound going to Jada Rosso, and she's called for the over-the-back. Foul called on Rosso. That's her third personal. All of a sudden, we've got a ball game here inside of the Selby Auditorium between the two and three-seeded teams. Harriet Selby area with the lead. 35-31, they led by double digits at one point as there's a steal due to the full court pressure from the Wolverines. 2:20 to play in the third quarter. Albee, left side, Ebel has it. Bounce pass down low, Rosso being double-teamed. She turns around, throws up a tough shot. It's no good. Trying to tip it outside. Mikolda coming down with the rebound. Here's the Rustlers in a two-on-two. Albee with good defense as that shot will not fall from Kolda. Offensive rebound going to the Rustlers. That shot won't fall. Another offensive rebound. And Aaliyah Schlechter is fouled as she'll go to the line for two shots. Foul's going to go on Maya Ebel. That is her second personal. First free throw is no good. Second free throw coming up. And this one is good. One for two on the free throws is Aaliyah Schlechter. There's Sawinski. Under two to play in quarter number three. Evil to the left side. Behrens has it. Guarded by Gates. She'll dribble on the baseline. Nice bounce pass to Evil, who lost control of it for a second. She gets it back outside. Now Albee looking. Albee to the right wing. Behrens thought about a three-pointer. Will now dribble to the low block. Backing in on Gates. Bounce pass down low to Rosso, who lost control of the basketball. And a turnover. Kolda coming up with it. She now loses the basketball. Behrens coming up with a steal. She'll throw it down court to Rosso, who can't finish at the rim. An offensive rebound going to Rosso, and she's fouled and will go to the line for two. Rosso shaken up after that play as she'll head to the line. The foul is going to go on Tyra Gates. That's her second personal. Jada Rosso at the line. And the first free throw is good. Jada Rosso with 5 points. Second free throw coming up, and it is good as well. 2 for 2 on the free throws. Jada Rosso now with 6 points in this third quarter. Full court pressure coming from the Wolverines and a foul call. Jenica Behrens will be called for the foul. And that is her second, maybe third. We'll see here. That's her second. So Jenica Behrens with 2 personal fouls, 1 and 1 free throws coming up now as Rustlers are in the bonus. Jaden Wirtle at the free throw line, and she missed the free throw. So a good foul by Behrens. And a foul. Maya Ebel setting the screen. Wirtle getting called for the foul as she ran into Ebel. That's a 16 foul on Miller. First personal foul on Wirtle. Here's Behrens with the basketball. Top of the key, Rosso has it. Now to Albee. Albee looking around to Behrens. Behrens to the elbow. Sawinski has it, dribbling with the left hand. Back outside, Barron's a three-pointer. That's up and no good off the back of the rim. Coming down with the rebound is Colden. Now she'll bring it up the timeline in transition. A two-on-two opportunity as she'll slow things up. Under 1 minute to play in the third quarter. 37-32, Harriet Selby area with the lead. Wirtle to the corner. Three-pointer, Colden, no good. Coming down with the rebound is Jada Rosso. She hands it off to Sawinski. Sawinski will now dribble it up across the timeline quickly. Sawinski going coast to coast as she's fouled and will go to the line for two shots. 17 fouls now on Miller. The second personal on Aaliyah Schlechter. And the first free throw for Sawinski is good. Jada Rosso will head to the bench. Jenica Behrens also heading to the Wolverines bench with 31 seconds to play in quarter number three. Sophia Ritter will check in as the second free throw is good by Sawinski. 28 seconds to go in quarter number three. Here's Gates driving to the low block and a foul called. Maya Ebel getting called for the shooting foul. Two free throws coming up. That's her third personal foul off the bench. And the first free throw is good. Second free throw coming up. And that one is good as well. Two for two on the free throws is Tyra Gates, and the lead back down to five. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sophia Von Wald has also checked into the game for the Wolverines. Clock down to 10. Last shot will go to the Wolverines. Down to 7. Down to 5. Sawinski outside. Barron's a three-pointer. It's good. She banks it in at the buzzer. 42-34, Harriet Selby area Wolverines with the lead as we go to quarter number four. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout. We'll be back with the start of quarter number four on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Harriet Livestock is the home of the Friday Sale. Active sales every Friday with numerous special sales held throughout the year. For upcoming sales and more information about Harriet Livestock, visit HarrietLivestock.com. For livestock appraisal, just call 605-437-2265. Like and follow Harriet Livestock on Facebook for up-to-the-minute market reports and news. Good luck, Wolverine students and athletes, from everyone at Harriet Livestock Market.
Welcome back here to Selby, where it's the Harriet Selby area Wolverines, a two seed in this 2B region tournament. They lead the three seeded Miller Rustlers 42-34 as we enter quarter number four. Both teams heading back out onto the floor to begin this quarter number four. And it looks like Miller will have the possession arrow to begin this fourth quarter. Jenica Behrens hitting a bank shot three at the buzzer to give the Wolverines an 8-point lead starting this fourth quarter. Colda has it, top of the key. She'll step back. Here's a three-pointer. That's good, right between the eyes from downtown. The lead cut down to five as Colda hits from deep. Her second three-pointer of the second half, her third of the game. 42-37, Harriet Selby area with the lead. Behrens to Brander. Brander working with three fouls right now. 7:30 to play in the ball game. Brander guarded closely as a bounce pass to Sawinski on the baseline. Sawinski's shot is no good. And Rosso not able to save it. It goes out of bounds. Miller will have possession of the basketball. Wirtle will inbound. She gets it into Gates. Gates dribbling in traffic. Bounce pass it to Colda. Colda back outside to Gates. Dribbling with the right hand, right outside of the circle. Guarded closely by Behrens. Now gets a screen from Blake as she drives and throws up a tough shot. It's no good. Bounces around, and Behrens coming down with the rebound. That gets stripped away into the backcourt. And able to save it is Miller. They're able to save it all the way on the other side of the court. So they'll keep control of the basketball. Here's Gates. To the right side, three-pointer on the way. It's up, no good. Look good from here. Off the hands of Wuerl, but she could not get it to fall. Under 7 to play in the fourth quarter, 42-37. Harriet Selby area with the lead. Sawinski on the drive, outside. Anderson, a three-pointer. That's no good off the front of the rim. And the rebound going to Blake as she hands it off to Gates. Gates picked up at the half-court line by Anderson. She'll now retreat the basketball out to the circle. Going with the right hand. Sawinski forcing her left. Here's Kolda to the top of the key. Gates and Sawinski going at it right now. As that ball is tipped away, Sawinski coming down with a steal. Harriet Selby area with a five-point lead. Under 6 minutes to play in the ballgame. Winner of this goes to the round of 16. There's Sawinski. Outside to Behrens. Behrens down low to Rosso. Now outside to Anderson on the right wing. Anderson down low. Rosso's shot is up, no good. But a foul calls. Rosso will go to the free throw line for two shots. Both teams kind of jawing at each other a little bit. As the first free throw is no good. Second free throw coming up for Jada Rosso. And the second free throw is good. One for two on the free throws is Jada Rosso. As a timeout is called by Steve Sawinski. 43-37. 5:40 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout break. We'll be right back on the DRG Media Sports Network.
If you want experience, you want Hayes. Hayes Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Aberdeen, Roscoe, and Selby wish the Harriet Selby area Wolverines success in your strategy and hope you can capitalize on all your efforts for the win. You've made us and the whole community proud. Good luck, Wolverines, from Hayes Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Aberdeen, Roscoe, and Selby. Applications are always in review, so start your career with Hayes today.
Welcome back here to Harriet Selby. We are inside of the Selby Auditorium as the two-seeded Wolverines, they have the lead over Miller, 43-37 in quarter number four. Dustin Stortzum with you live inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. Daniel Peterson back in the studio. 5:40 to play in the ballgame. Here's Kolda getting it across the half court line. Had a wide open Milani down low, but she missed her. Now Gates on the drive. Gates putting it up and missed it as it rattles in and out. Sawinski coming down with a rebound as it was tipped out of the hands of Sawinski by Wuerl of Miller, but it goes out of bounds and will stay with the Wolverines. Behrens gets it stripped away again. Wuerl tipping it out of bounds will stay with Harriet Selby. No, they're saying it was last touched by Behrens. Last touched by Harriet Selby area. 5:15 to play. This crowd getting rowdy here inside of the Selby Auditorium. Anderson playing aggressive with three fouls right now. Kolda has it. Nearly stripped away by Behrens. Down to the right side. Wuerl has it. Trying to find the baseline to Milani. Milani back out for Wuerl. Getting it down low. Blake being triple teamed from behind. And a foul called on Bella Brandner. That's her fourth personal foul. Under 5 minutes to play, Brandner will have to go to the bench. Maya Ebel checking in. Ella Brandner upset with the call. Free throw is up and no good. So Brandner picks up her fourth. Maybe it wasn't the worst foul, though, as the shot did not fall. But now Miller will be in the double bonus. 4:40 to play, and here's a steal. Coming up with it is Wirtle. She'll back up to the three-point line, handing it off to Gates, who drives down the middle of the lane, and she puts it in for two. Gates with two more, 43-39, 4:25 to play. Here's Sawinski, outside. Barron thought about a three, now pulls up inside of the three-point line at the elbow. Shot will not fall. Miller the other way in transition. Cola gets it stripped away. She's able to get it back, and a jump ball calls. Possession arrow going to Harriet Selby area. Pressure. 4:13 to go. Barron's has it as she's walking it up across the volleyball line to the circle. Now setting up this offense. 4 minutes to go. 43-39, Harriet Selby area with the lead. Here's Anderson. Anderson, bounce pass to Barron's, to Sawinski now. Eight on the shot clock. Ebel down low. Rosso looking with five. Here's Barron's, a step back three-pointer. That's up, and it rattles in and out as the shot clock expired. Play still resumes as everybody stopped momentarily. A 5-on-4 advantage here for Miller, but they're going to call a timeout, a full timeout. We'll take a 30-second one. A 30-second Integra timeout, 43-39. Harriet Selby area with the lead over Miller. You're listening to High School Basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network.
The Harriet Selby area Wolverines have worked hard this season, and all of their efforts have not gone unnoticed. The guys at Bradner Brothers Trucking congratulate you on the great season you've had. You take the word teamwork to a whole new level, and they are proud of you. May you play your best in the tournament from the tip to the final buzzer, as they know you can do it. Good luck in the tournament, and whatever you do, from the guys at Bradner Brothers Trucking in Harriet.
At Janbussy Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low-overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with four senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Janbussy Ford and Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Welcome back here to Selby. 43-39. Harriet Selby area, the 2 seed, leading 3-seeded Miller. Winner of this goes to the round of 16. Four fouls for Bella Brandner as she checks back in for the Lady Wolverines. So we'll see if they attack her with four fouls. Gates to the corner. Colda, three, it's no good. And the rebound going into the hands of Miller. They're able to keep it alive. Gates down low. Milani puts it in for two. A double-digit lead cut down to two. Harriet Selby area still leading 43-31. Barron's to the top of the key. Brander has it now to the left side. Anderson. Anderson getting it down low. Sawinski, nice feed to Rosso, who puts it in for two. And off the foot of Wirtle, she turns it over. It's guarded closely by Sawinski. Wirtle turns the ball over for Miller. So now Harriet Selby area in control of the basketball, up 4 points with under three to play. Brandner has it. Brandner guarded closely. She gets it to the left side. Barron's has it. 2:30 to play in quarter number four. Sawinski outside. Anderson, a three-pointer. That's up and no good off the back of the rim. Cola coming down with the rebound, but she loses control of the basketball. Barron's has it as she throws it up court to Sawinski. And Sawinski now to the right side. Brandner to the top of the key. Sawinski, 2:15 to play in the ball game. It's a 4-point game. Sawinski dribbling to the free throw line. Back outside, Barron's hats to the high post. Rosso now hands it off to Brandner, and a timeout called by Steve Sawinski. 2:03 to go in the ballgame. Two-seeded Harriet Selby area leading number three-seeded Miller. 45-41. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout break. We'll be right back with the conclusion of this one on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Did you know Camwall Electric in Selby provides more than electricity? They also offer a full-service wiring crew, Marathon water heaters, and now you can manage your entire electric account 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by computer, tablet, or smartphone with the Smart Hub app. Easily check your electric usage, make payments, communicate directly with Camwall, and always look forward to new features on the horizon. Just download the Smart Hub app today. Camwall Electric, your Touchstone energy partner.
Welcome back here to Selby inside of the auditorium. 45-41, Harriet Selby area with the lead over the Miller Rustlers in this girls 2B regional tournament. The winner of this goes to the round of 16. 2:03 to play in quarter number four. Tustin Stortzone live with you this afternoon inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. Daniel Peterson back in the studio. At the conclusion of this one, we'll have your Premier Equipment post-game show where we'll name your Venture Communications player of the game. Under 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Here's Kendall Sawinski on the drive, throwing it up with the right hand, and it doesn't fall. Rebound going to Kolda. Under two to play. They can make this a one-possession game with a basket. Gates dribbling with the left hand, getting inside the middle of the post. Shot is up, no good. Offensive rebound going to Blank, and a jump ball called. Possession arrow to Miller. Referees getting together here for a second. 1:38 to play in quarter number four. A jump ball was called initially. And they were just checking on the shot clock. They said it did hit rim, so we'll reset the shot clock. Here's Gates, wide open. Off the inbounds pass, but beautiful defense by Rosso, and a foul called. Jenica Behrens was fouled as soon as she came down with the basketball. We'll see who it's on here. Nonetheless, Behrens to the free throw line for a 1-1. I believe that foul was on Milani. If it is, that's her first personal. 19. As the 1-on-1 free throw's no good. That's a big miss for Harriet Selby area. They still have the lead by 4 with a minute and 25 to go. You really don't want to foul here because Miller is in the double bonus. Here's Gates on the drive. Gates guarded closely. Her shot falls for 2 on the low block. 45-43. A minute and 10 to play in the ballgame. Here's Behrens. And Behrens is pickpocketed. Kolda the other way. Kolda! Her shot won't go. Offensive rebound, and she's just tied it up. 1 minute to go in the ballgame. We are tied at 45 with 1 minute to play. Here's Behrens with a basketball. 22 seconds separate the shot and game clock. Brandner to Sawinski. Sawinski to the right side. Brandner has it. Trying to get it down low, and it's stripped away. The shot clock is turned off. One shot for Miller. They can win it here with a basket. Gates has it top of the key, and a timeout called. 26 seconds to go. 45s. On the scoreboard. We'll go to a 30-second Integra timeout break. We'll be right back with the conclusion of this one on the DRG Media Sports Network.
At Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinic, your health is our number one priority. Hi, this is Darcy Dykehouse, Executive Assistant. And if you need medical care, then trust our team. Physician Assistants Heather Olson and Clint Perman, and Nurse Practitioners Candida Gehring, Jesse Norder, Karen Freiling, Todd Selfrank, and Annette Hollenbeck. And don't forget about Dori Voidy, our Nurse Practitioner and Certified Nurse Midwife. Good luck from our team to yours from Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinic.
Do you need a special gift for someone, a company giveaway, or maybe you just want something personalized? At River's Edge Laser Engraving, we can help you out. Whether it's leather, wood, metal, glass, slate, or something else, we can engrave one to hundreds of items just for you. Hi, this is Jenica inviting you to check out our Facebook page, River's Edge Laser Engraving, and see just a small portion of what we can do, or give us a call and we will be happy to let you know what we can do for you. At River's Edge Laser Engraving of Glenham.
...16 seconds to go in the ball game. And while we were at break, both teams got back on the floor. Miller had possession of the basketball. A jump ball was called. And all of a sudden, now Harriet Selby area has a chance to win the ball game with 16 seconds to play in this one. So Miller turns the ball over. 26 seconds, we're on the clock. Miller had possession of the basketball. A jump ball is called after the inbounds pass. And with 16.6 seconds to go in the ball game, Harriet Selby area will have a chance to win it. A crazy game we have had here so far. Harriet Selby area had a 10-point lead, double-digit lead in the first half. It is tied with 16 seconds to go, and the winner moving on to the round of 16. Harriet Selby area will have the last shot. Barring a turnover. I thought Miller was going to have the opportunity for the last shot. Now it's Harriet Selby area. Inbounds coming. They get it into Sawinski. 15 seconds to go. Kolda tips it away. Barron's able to pick it up. Lock down to 10, down to 9. And another timeout called for Steve Sawinski. We're going to stick with you right here. 45-45, Harriet Selby area, the 2 seed, against the 3 seeded Miller. 8 seconds to go in the ballgame. You don't want to foul if you're Miller because Harriet Selby area will be in the double bonus. So you can just give away a foul here with 8 seconds to go because then free throws are coming up. Harriet Selby area will have the opportunity, the last shot. Kolda almost tipped it away and was able to force the turnover for Miller but was not able to do so as it went into the hands of Barron's. 45 all again. A double-digit lead in the first quarter for Harriet Selby area. That is all but gone away now as we are tied up. Both teams in the huddle right now looking to get back on the floor. Dustin Storchum live with you inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. You can watch the conclusion of this game on the DRG News app or drgnews.com on our video live stream. Our premier equipment post-game show coming up next with the naming of our Venture Communications Player of the Game. 8 seconds to go. Anderson, bounce pass into Sawinski in the corner. Down to 5, down to 4. Sawinski with a shot. It is no good. Kolda coming down with the rebound. She will not get a shot up in time. And we will head to overtime here inside of the Selby Auditorium. And you got to think right now the momentum on the side of Miller as they have erased a huge deficit. And we will head to overtime. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout break. We'll be right back on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Wessington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
Welcome back here to Selby inside of the auditorium. We are tied up at 45 as we head to overtime between Harriet Selby area, the 2 seed, here in the 2B region tournament, and the 3 seed, Miller. It was a double-digit lead for Harriet Selby area in the first half. That has all but been erased. Both teams back on the floor for overtime. Jada Rosso will jump against number 40, Ali Milani. 4 minutes to go. Referees getting together here before the start of overtime. 4 minutes on the clock. Both teams are in the double bonus, or will be. Referees getting situated right now. Miller won the tip-off to begin the game. And the tip will be won by Miller again. Kolda has possession of the basketball, top of the key, Gates. Dribbling to the right side, looking around, now to the high post. Blake has it. Blake guarded closely by Rosso. She hands it off, Wordle to the left side. Gates dribbling to the left elbow as she looks around, nearly got it stripped away as she drives to the low block, puts it up for two, and Miller has their first lead of the game, 47-45, with 3:30 to play in overtime. Behrens dribbling on top of the key to the left side. Anderson has it, down low to Solwinski, and Solwinski missed a wide open look. Russell puts it back for two, though, and this game is tied up. And timeout here is Behrens. Got blood on her hand. A substitute will have to come into the game. This is this could be worrisome here for Harriet Selby area. Behrens has to check out of the game. One of the main ball handlers here for Harriet Selby area. We're tied at 47. Here's Gates. Time for the key to the left side. Kolda getting a screen. She'll drive baseline. Throws it up. A floater's no good. Ball bouncing around on the floor. And Miller coming up with it. Kolda now dribbling it back out to the top of the key. She kicks to the left side. Wordle has it. Wordle to the corner. Milani. Milani back outside to Gates. Gates dribbling it around the volleyball line. Caitlin Anderson giving her some space. 2:45 to play. Wordle to the left side, top of the key. Kolda, down low to Wordle. Wordle back outside, Gates driving, and she gets it stripped away. Kendall Sawinski coming up with a steal. 2:30 to go. Here's Sawinski to the free throw line. Outside Anderson, getting it down low to Rosso, who kicks it back out. Brander thought about a three, and she gets it back down to Rosso. Rosso outside, Ebel to Brander. Back to Ebel. Now to Sawinski. Sawinski with 12 on the shot clock. Gets a screen from Brandner. Shot is up and no good off the front of the rim. Blake coming down with a rebound. A beautiful box out by her. 2 minutes to play. Here's Kolda. Kolda driving and she gets it stripped away. Who's it off of? Off the knee of Kolda and a turnover. Caitlin Anderson to inbound. She'll get it into Rosso. Rosso to Sawinski, and Sawinski will dribble it up across the timeline. She's driving on the baseline. Nice defense by Milani. Now Brandner on the right wing. Kicks it to the high post. Rosso could have been called for a travel right there. Referees don't see it. Brandner now to the top of the key. Behrens has checked back in. Here's Anderson to the high post. Sawinski back outside. Brandner thought about a three. Now driving to the low block. Shot is up and good. Bella Brandner for two. Her first points in overtime. 49-47 and a foul called. Oh, tough foul there. Gates will head to the free throw line for two shots as she hit the floor. Being double teamed by Sawinski and Jenica Behrens. We'll see who the foul's on here. That'll go against Kendall Sawinski. That's her first. And the first free throw's good. Fire, 16 points in the second half for Gates. Second free throw's good as well, 2 for 2. Game is tied up at 49 with 1:25 to go. Behrens. Dribbling with the left hand. Back to Brandner. Brandner to Anderson. Anderson getting it down low to Sawinski. Sawinski back outside. Anderson to Brandner. Top of the key. Brandner to the high post. Rosso has it. To the right wing, Sawinski swinging it across to Behrens, a step back three-pointer right between the eyes from downtown. Jenica Behrens for three in Harriet Selby area. They have the lead. There's a travel call. Wordle gets called for the travel. 52-49. Harriet Selby area with the basketball and leading by three. Timeout called on the floor. 50 seconds to go in the ballgame. Harriet Selby area 52. Miller 49 in the first overtime. We'll go to a 30-second Integra timeout. Brent will be right back on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Being an athlete doesn't mean you're good at a certain sport. It means that you have dedication, drive, and desire to be your very best. At Harriet Sporting Center, they admire those qualities in the Harriet Selby area athletes and strive to serve their customers with the same qualities. If you're in the market for a new or used ATV, side-by-side, or snowmobile, give John a call at 605-437-2782 or check them out on the web at harrietsportingcenter.com. Good luck, athletes, in the game from everyone at Harriet Sporting Center.
Welcome back here to Harriet Selby area 52-49. The Wolverines leading in overtime against the three-seeded Miller. Winner of this will go to the round of 16. 50 seconds to play in the ballgame. A travel called against Wordle of Miller. And the Wolverines will have possession of the basketball after this timeout is over with. Both teams heading back out on the floor. Dustin Stortzum live with you this afternoon inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. That last travel call was brought to you by the Law on the Court. By the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. 45 seconds to go. Miller with the basketball now. Top of the key, Gates has it. Gates on the drive. Gates cannot get the shot to fall. Rosso with the rebound to Sawinski, and she's going to be fouled. Wordle will draw the intentional foul there. Two free throws coming up on the other end for Sawinski. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. First free throw for Sawinski's good, and it's a four-point game. Second free throw is good. Two for two on the free throws. 54-49 as Jenica Behrens will knock this one out of bounds. 22 seconds of play and a timeout on the floor. 54-49, Harriet Selby area, the two-seed with the lead over the three-seeded Miller in overtime. We'll head to a 30-second Integra timeout. Brink will be right back here with overtime on the DRG Media Sports Network.
This is Casey Perman from Mobridge Livestock, a proud sponsor of this game. We appreciate all of our customers we're able to do business with throughout the year. We are proud to be able to sell some of the best cattle in the United States and are gracious to the cattlemen that raise them. We have regular sales every Thursday and special sales in season. For information, go to MobridgeLivestock.com. Call 1-800-658-3598. Good luck in tonight's game from the crew at Mobridge Livestock.
Welcome back here to the floor, 54-49, inside of the Selby Auditorium. The two-seeded Harriet Selby area Wolverines leading the three-seeded Miller Rustlers here in the girls 2B action. In the second round, DRG Media Sports Network, Dustin Stortzum live inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. Daniel Peterson back in the studio. Miller with the basketball. Here's Cola. She gets it stripped away as it goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Wolverines. Nice defense there by Jenica Behrens. Here's Blake. Outside, Banks a three, Gates a three-pointer. It's no good. Barron's with the rebound. 10 seconds to go. Miller is not fouled yet. Here's Brandner. To the outside, Sawinski has it. And finally, Sawinski is fouled. 4 seconds to play in the ballgame. And this should all but wrap things up here inside of the Selby Auditorium. 54-49. Kendall Sawinski for two free throws, and the first one's good. Second free throw coming up. And it is no good. She missed the second free throw. 2 seconds to go. 1 second. And this game is over. Harriet Selby area will move on. They defeat Miller 55-49. As we will take a 3-minute timeout break. When we come back, we will have your Premier Equipment post-game show on the DRG Media Sports Network.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
And now, words of advice from a South Dakota whitetail deer.
Hello, great and strong humans. If I may, a word of advice about crossing a highway. Oh, look, bright lights.
Whoa, look at the damage I just did. I hope that guy goes to Advanced Collision and Repair in Miller. Yep, only Advanced Collision and Miller can fix that.
Oh, look, now I'm a deer angel. This is fun.
1022 East 3rd Street. Call 893-0190.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bottle, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family owned since 1951.
Welcome back here to Selby. 54-49 is our final. As Harriet Selby area, they will move on after defeating Miller in overtime this afternoon. It was a back and forth game, but Harriet Selby area finding a way to move on here in the 2B regional tournament. They move on to the round of 16. The two-seeded Harriet Selby area Wolverines taking down number 3 Miller today. Let's go over some unofficial stats that I have this afternoon. We'll start with the winners on the scoreboard. Harriet Selby Area, Jenica Behrens with 14 points, Kendall Sawinski with 16, Bella Brander with 9, Jada Rosso had 11 points all in the second half, Maya Ebel with 2, and Sophia Ritter with 2 points. For Miller, it was Trisha Lammers with 1 point, 21 points for Tyra Gates, 8 points for Jaden Wirtle, 4 points for Aaliyah Schlechter, and 13 for Morgan Kolda. Those are your final scoring numbers as we take a look at your Venture Communications Player of the Game. Just getting into your Premier Equipment post-game show, and your Player of the Game is going to be Kendall Sawinski, 16 points. I don't know if she subbed out once in this basketball game for Harriet Selby Area, but she is going to be your Venture Communications Player of the Game, as Harriet Selby Area is going to move on in this tournament in the top half of the bracket. Still waiting on the results over there. So not sure on the final score over there, but Harriet Selby Area will move on. Their record improves to 15-6 on the season. Miller will finish their season at 13-9. Again, the final score, 54-49. Harriet Selby Area with the win, as we want to give a special shout-out to our sports video sponsor, CHS River Plains, Canby's Pass, Mobridge Regional Hospital, and Clinics. Again, foul-wise, Harriet Selby Area got into trouble early on. Bella Brander had 3 fouls at the half. She picked up her 4th foul in quarter number 3, and she was able to play some lockdown defense in quarter number 4 and did not draw that 5th foul. But some foul trouble for Harriet Selby Area early on. I think they had 3 players with 2 fouls in that first half, and, not necessarily in trouble when you get to that point, but you have to be cautious because you don't want to pick up that 3rd foul in the first half. I thought Harriet Selby Area did a fantastic job to, deal with those fouls that they picked up early in the first half, and to rebound and play a much cleaner second half defensively. For Miller, I think the big thing for them is they just got off to a slow start. They trailed big early on, 16-6 to begin the ball game, and it took them a while to recover. They were able to tie it up and actually had the possession for the last shot in quarter number 4 and turn the ball over. Harriet Selby Area was able to force a jump ball, and Harriet Selby Area had a chance at the final shot. Sawinski missed a last-second shot as time was expiring in in the fourth quarter, I should say, excuse me. In overtime, though, it was Miller getting on the board first, 47-45. And then after that, it was all Harriet Selby, as Miller would just muster up 2 more points. And the final score would be Harriet Selby, Area 54, Miller 49. That's going to wrap things up here from Selby this afternoon. I want to give a special shout-out to Daniel Peterson back in the studio for making me sound as good as he can. I want to thank you, the fans, as well, for listening to today's coverage or watching the live stream on drgnews.com and the DRG News app. And that's going to wrap things up. This broadcast of the playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the SDHSAA. I'm Dustin Stortzum, live inside of the Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge broadcast booth, and we will see you next time for high school basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network.